All right, guys, hold your hands out. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Receive. The supernatural power.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen. What's up, guys? I want to welcome you once again to That Supernatural Talk Podcast. This is a special one, and this is episode 21, baby. We got episode 21 of That Supernatural Talk Podcast, and I am blessed. I'm a very blessed man because I have one, you can't see yet, are joining me today. Well, five, maybe even a little furry friend number six if he's around here somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
I have my family here with me for the podcast, and that includes you too, Cougs. So we got Glory Boy number, which number are you again, Keeks? Three?
No, two.
Two and a half.
Two and a half, yes.
Two and a half? Two and okay, a half. Well, I have Glory Boy number two and a half with me here. Keeg's Ice. Keeg, give me an introduction. Let me see your face, man. Come on.
Welcome, family. I'm blessed to be a part, the extension of the Adams family today.
Amen. So, maybe we'll change your last name. Who knows?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm just prophesy. Playing. Wendy, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Relax. He can keep his name. All right. I also want to introduce you guys first to the one who's sitting on me. Hopey Bear, can you say hello?
Hello.
Can you say I love Jesus?
I love Jesus.
Do you really?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want to also introduce you to my beautiful, amazing wife and my firstborn daughter, Heather and Faith.
Hello.
Hi.
And then a little man that I'm not going to tell you his name yet, but you will know it soon, in the belly. Their little brother on the inside. You can't see him. No. So, guys, on this podcast, I don't know if we're going to be super long, but it's very important that you guys get to know me and my family a little bit more because you don't see them much on this. And I told them, I said, I want to have you guys on a podcast. And I want to show you guys that children can operate in the supernatural power of God. And we want to share some stories of it happening. Now, all of my kids have actually operated in the supernatural power of God. They speak in tongues. They pray for people. They see people healed. They cast out demons. So they can do that. Now, I want to ask you first, Hope. Do you believe that you have the power from Jesus Christ to...
Yes.
Ooh, I didn't ask you. To cast out demons?
Yes.
Have you done it before? Do you remember when Daddy tells you to lay hands and say, come out? That's when bad things leave people, right? Have you done that before? Yes, you... You've done that. We got video of you doing it. Funny. What about being healed? Do you pray for people to be healed? You've done that before? Yeah. What happens when you pray for people?
It feels better.
They feel better? Tell them how old you are. Are you three? Oh, you're six. You're 6 years old? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like reading the Bible with Daddy at night?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Do you read to Daddy or do I read to you?
Sometimes I read to Dad. Sometimes you read to me.
Yeah, I do. And I do it for Faith, too. So, Faith, I want to ask you a question. Now, Faith, how old are you?
I am 10.
You're 10?
Yeah.
Okay, you're my firstborn daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cast out demons?
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you did it?
It was in Miami.
In Miami?
Last time, I think.
That's the last time. Do you remember the first time?
Do
you know you did it when we used to when I used to run a church in Altamont Springs?
Yes.
That's when I think one of the first times. Yeah, in Altamont, that's right. And that was one of the first times you cast out demons. What about heal the sick in Jesus' name? Yeah. Do you see results? Do demons start coming out of people?
Yes.
They do? Is it what do you think about that?
Well, it's good. But sometimes I think it's good because then they get to have a new life.
Does it make you happy when you see that?
Yeah.
Does? Sometimes. Yeah. Has it ever been scary when you do it?
Yeah, about when you're in the Altamont Springs, but I got over it.
Oh, you did? It's all, guys, it's always interesting when you see demons coming out of people because it, you know, it's another entity that's coming out that has been living them and afflicting them, but it is beautiful. And the reason I'm talking about my children casting out demons, even my son Aiden's done it, yes, is because there's no junior Holy Spirit, and the Spirit isn't a respecter of persons. So whoever is willing, whoever's a willing vessel to operate in the authority of Jesus, he'll do it. He'll utilize children. It's amazing. And sometimes they have more faith than we do to do amazing things. So if we teach them this early, the next generation will be greater. I pray that my children, faith and hope, will do way more than I do. I pray that my son, my older son and my son on the way will do way more than I do, because if they don't, then I've kind of missed the mark a little bit, you know? We got to make sure our children operate in the supernatural power of God. I'm going to ask my wife a question now. How has it been watching the children operate in the supernatural power of God? Heather, what is your emotions towards it?
I think it's amazing. I just think if I would have started or done that at that age, my life would have been completely different. You know, it's one thing to just go to church and sit, and then it's another to actually live it out and to do what the Bible tells us in Mark 16:15, and to go into all the world, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. So it's amazing when you can see a child doing it, because there's a reason in the Bible that it says to become like a child. And just the imagination and the faith that people have, you know, especially kids, you know, at all ages. So it's never too early to get them in the action, to start now. And, you know, it's nothing to be afraid of. We hear so many times, I don't know anymore, but, you know, when demons are being cast out, get the kids out the room. No, get the kids in the room, get them laying hands. And sometimes you'll see demons leave a lot faster because of the faith that these kids, not just these two, but, you know, kids we see in this ministry and, you know, of all different ages doing the work of Jesus. So it makes me super happy and super proud.
Hey, Cougs, you run the kids' side of the supernatural life. Does it bring you joy to your heart to see these little ones operating in the power of God? Maybe talk about some things you've seen with children moving in the supernatural power of God, like on your Zoom call.
Yeah, it honestly brings me the most joy out of everything I do in the supernatural life, because being able to teach, train, and equip the children, like you said, to go further, it brings so much joy. Yeah, we have children as early now. Now we do Zoom calls all the way down to the age of 2 years old.
Wow.
So we have 2 year olds on our Zoom calls now that are learning about the Bible. It's very short, but we're giving them very basic, you know, biblical information on the supernatural power of God. We have 5 year olds that are going to the streets and laying hands and casting out demons, and people are getting healed. We've had our youth in our ministry pray for people in wheelchairs, and they get out of wheelchairs and they start walking. We've seen countless deliverances. We do probably close to 100 deliverances a month on the children, and it's just so amazing to see. I don't know how much more I can say than that. I mean, we're seeing kids operate in the full power of God. We even have had reports of children that have prayed, raised people from the dead. I mean, you name it, they've done it. So, it's amazing to see what God's doing. And there's been so much fruit in our youth ministry.
You know, that's why it's important that you involve your family in what you're doing in ministry. Sometimes I think people can become so selfish, they make it all about them and they forget about their family. We make it a big priority that if we're in revivals and stuff, Faith will be with me on stage. Hope can be with me on stage. They're right there in the middle of the revival services, and they're watching everything that is happening. And I know that this will be something that'll last a lifetime with them. and they've seen so much that they can't deny that Jesus is alive and Jesus is real. That's why the Bible tells us to raise your children up in the things of God, because your children are your legacy. They're your bloodline. A lot of people neglect their families or abandon their families and don't have anything to do with them, and then their bloodline suffers, and then they have to wait generation after generation for the Lord to raise somebody up that will carry that. Like me, I'm actually the catalyst in my family, I don't know if you guys know this, of doing these kind of things. I can't tell you anybody I know outside of myself in my family that is doing what I am doing today. So the beautiful thing is I know what I have started, what I am pioneering by the grace of God is going to last. Have I been perfect in it? Absolutely not. Have I been diligent and faithful and continuing to move forward no matter what? Absolutely, I have. And it's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're mandated to do. So I feel like encouraging somebody. I'm on here. You see, I got my little baby girl right here. I got my other little baby girl over there, my wife, my little boy that's on the way. I want to be an encouragement to you guys when you watch this podcast episode that it isn't weird to involve your family. It isn't strange to have them around. It isn't, you know, it doesn't make you any less of anybody. Like, make sure that you involve them in everything. And you can ask my wife. I'm an extremist. I'm a go-getter. If anybody could neglect something, it's me, because of moving so fast in one direction. But she's my better half, and she helps me a lot with making sure that I see these things if they're lacking and stuff. So, you know, that's why I believe my children are thriving in the Lord. Great things are happening, and we're seeing, you know, these little ones right here go from glory to glory. Maybe I can ask my wife, how do you think your role has impacted these little girls? What do you think you've done and you've incorporated being also being a stepmom to them? What do you think that you have done by the grace of God that has kind of helped them to continue to grow in the things of the Holy Spirit? Because as you know, if anybody knows our testimony, it's a rough one, but you see the fruit of God stepping in and doing some amazing things. And my children love her, and they respect her, and she's impacted them. So what did you do that you think has brought this wonderful relationship between you and these girls?
I don't think I've done anything, because they're just so easy to love. And most of the time it's Faith encouraging me more than I encourage her. I always tell Daniel one of her greatest gifts is the gift of exhortation, which means to uplift and speak life. But on a serious note, I feel like it's just showing them that it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you make, as long as you can recognize them. And I try to really communicate. That's something that my parents were fairly good at growing up, is communication and the importance of it and talking things out and making sure you can walk step by step through issues, through problems. And though it might not always be easy, the conversations might not always be, you know, stuff you want to talk about, but you need to talk about. So that's what I try to do. I try to keep open communication. I try to be open, a safe place, and just somebody that they can look up to as a young woman of God. And they're both young women of God, and they have, you know, they're blessed to have two sets of great parents. Four in total. So, I just think they're just so easy to love because Jesus is all over them. So it's the relationship really hasn't been that hard.
Yeah. Let me ask him this then. Hope, what is something you really like about Heather? What do you really like about Heather? Hope's being a 6-year-old right now.
It could be anything.
Hope. Anything. What do you like? Do you like
how she eats?
How she eats. What do you like about Heather?
Her favorite color.
You don't know.
Her hair. Her style.
Her style.
You like her style?
In the house, she told me she liked my eyes.
You like her eyes? Do you like when she comes and picks you guys up sometimes?
All the time.
All the time, yeah. Because daddy's off doing something for ministry. Not all the time. I come every once in a while. I make an effort here and there because I have to.
I brought them a cake pop today.
Yes. Oh, there goes Hope. There it is. Yep. Being the 6-year old. Okay, so I'm going to ask Faith. Faith, okay. Let's see what Faith says. Faith, what do you like about Heather?
Well, I love how she's really pretty and she takes all her time for us when we pick her up, when she picks her us up, and when she's always making her time go short only for us, and how she's just a really good stepmom, and she's really loving and caring and beautiful. You cannot say anything else. There's a lot of things.
Y'all can tell that Faith is a natural born speaker. She's got a good, great edification, exhortation gift. Yeah, she's just good at that. That's a wonderful gift to have from the Holy Spirit. Very proud of you. Now here's a funny question. Y'all ready?
Okay.
Hope, what do you like about Coogs? what do you like about Keegs Ice? I got to add something funny in this podcast. Is he funny?
What about how he plays Uno with you?
Do you like Uno time with Keegs? What about his cooking, man? He be cooking.
We play Uno, he doesn't make us do the jelly beans and you do when they taste bad.
I make y'all do the nasty jelly beans if you lose?
Yes.
Well, that's because that's part of the game.
No, it isn't.
Mm-mm. It's called Uno You Lose Jelly Bean.
No.
It doesn't say Mm-mm. that on the thing.
No? It's not what it's called?
It's just called Uno.
Oh, you don't like the jelly beans? No. I think...
I only like toothpaste.
The toothpaste? Ooh. So, Faith, what do you like about Coog's Ice?
Well, I'm going to say a funny story. What about that? Okay. So, we were playing Party Uno, and we were at the big table. Heather was telling instructions while we were playing, and Keegan went, like, so mad at us because he thought, like, the instructions were so wrong and started... We started laughing. He started arguing. Me and Heather in the back are crying, laughing. Hope was just sitting there, and then Mark and Aiden, and even Aiden did it. Aiden did it with Keegan after, and Mark and Isaiah were just telling him how it goes, and Keegan was just yelling and getting mad.
What do you have to say to that, Keegan? You've been told on, man.
I do not remember that story.
Yes, you do.
It
was in the big kitchen table.
The kids remember.
We were playing Party Uno for our first time.
Do you remember, Hope?
Remember that? Yeah. And you were screaming, yelling, and like making a very funny scene.
You told them to link up.
Oh, is that what I said? Yeah. Link up? Listen, so we don't actually play Party Uno anymore. Party Uno brings the worst out of that game. Yeah, it's demonic. Party Uno is demonic.
No, it's not
Uno,
demonic.
You just want to say that because you don't want to play it anymore.
It requires a lot of self-control, and Keegan was lacking it that day.
Amen. We're growing in that area.
And Aiden, he's skinny.
Yeah, that game.
Hope is very shy.
Them instructions, though, those rules are something else. So y'all like Keeg's Uno presence. That's what y'all like.
We're an Uno flip and Uno No Mercy family now.
Yeah, Uno Mario too.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny, though, because we play Uno, but like you got to do those things with your kids too. It's very important. Involve them in that because it's team building. It's also like social skills. There's a lot of stuff that comes in when you play board games and stuff. You know, if people stay stuck in phones, it actually teaches them to disassociate. Like So we want to make, we like to do games and stuff to keep them engaged and not be like stuck in technology all the time, you know?
Wait, can you turn the camera on me real quick? I just want to say, whenever we're like, Heather's on her phone, we're like, she's doing on something on her phone, I'm doing like gymnastics, like handstands and splits, she's over here like, Heather, can we play a game of Uno? And Heather's like, 1 minute, and then she's like, no, right now! And I'm like, fine, I'll play with you. And then she gets so mad because Heather won't play. And then she was like, come on, Heather, we made a stack of things for you. Like, cards for you. And she was like, Heather was like, no! I don't know if you remember that, but...
Man,
and then today she asked Heather and me, we played one game. Hope was like, oh, let me shuffle the cards so we can play another game. Heather was like, wow. No, we're playing one game.
Kids remember everything.
Yeah,
no. Really good storytellers.
Wow.
Hey, big brain.
But look, before we get to the end of the podcast, I want to ask y'all one more question because this is kind of what the podcast was focusing around. We had fun. This is a fun podcast.
Okay.
I want to ask you first, Faith, can you remember a time where you really kind of felt like the Holy Spirit, where you felt the presence of God or felt his tingles or something like that? Do you remember ever that happening to you?
It did happen to me because one time I was in my bed and I was going to sleep, but then I started to feel like tingles and I saw an angel. And they're walking up the stairs, and I was like, Mom, what is that? And she was like, what? And then I was like, I see, like, angels walking up downstairs. And my mom was like, oh, they're protecting our house. And I was like, how do I see that? But you don't. And then I felt, like, tingles all around me and stuff.
Oh, wow. So you saw the angels? What did it look like?
They were really bright white, but they had, like a dress, like a white dress with... like white buttons, and then like beautiful wings, and then there was mostly girls, but there was girl angels, but boy angels, mostly boys.
Yeah, you know, angels take on appearances, but they don't really have. They have sexes. I really, you know, angels. Oh my goodness, there's so many different types of angels and stuff. So we perceive them with what we see. You know, so angels, there's 9 different types, actually. So Faith was probably seeing different types of angels and stuff like that. She was seen in the realm of the spirit. So that lets me know that she also has that seer ability, that seer anointing, which is amazing. Hope, do you remember a time when you had something like that happen or no? Did you ever feel God's peace or his power, his presence? Yeah? His presence? It made you happy? When did that happen?
We went to SeaWorld and Universal.
When we went to SeaWorld and Universal, you felt God's joy and happiness? Oh, wow. So we can go to amusement parks and feel God's happiness? You know, I think God is happy with us when we're enjoying our time together as family. I think it makes God happy. And you could probably sense that, right? That God was happy that we were there having fun? Wow. Keegan, have you ever felt the presence of God? Now, this is like asking a grenade ready to blow up question.
I don't know how to respond to this.
He cries like every single time my dad
asks. Look,
he
clicked off real fast because he knows he's going to get a tear.
He's always like that. See, he put it on me because he's going to have a tear in his eyes and he doesn't want to show you guys. Because he thinks that you guys are going to say, oh, he's too emotional.
No,
I'm getting exposed.
Oh, no. No, Keegan is good. Keegan is very open to the Holy Spirit. So, guys, yes. The goal of this podcast, episode 21 of That Supernatural Talk, is just to show you that, like, involve your family. They can operate in the supernatural. If you will invite your family into the things of God, God will visit them. God will, and even if you don't, God will make a way. He'll find a way. But if you will make a way, if you'll, you know, allow that to happen, it'll happen a lot quicker and a lot easier for them, you know? So I'm also wanted to let you guys be able to see that your kids can operate in the supernatural power of God. Let me and Heather be a example to you guys that you can train your children up. You can have them heal the sick, cast out demons. Don't worry. Even if they're teenagers and they're going through some rebellious seasons, involve them, bring them. I'm telling you, there's always something happening that they will be touched by the presence of God. We saw it with my son. My son has went through his rebellious seasons, but we had him come to revivals and he would get involved. It just, he just naturally gravitated towards it, even though he was going through tough seasons. So always have your kids around the presence of God. And it may look like sometimes later in life they're going through stuff, but God will always have their back and he will always bring them back around. So guys, your children, I prophesy now that all of your children, all of your family members will operate in the supernatural power of Jesus Christ, every last one of them, and they will all be saved. Raise your children up in the things of God and you will see great breakthrough in your family. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. So guys, if it's your first time watching, make sure you
subscribe, like, and turn on those notifications.
Amen. She's got the anointing. She's going to have that social media. You want to say subscribe? Say it. You going to say it?
How about like the video?
Say like the video.
Subscribe, like the video, and
share. Yeah, and say share. Hope acts like she's shy, guys. She's not shy.
She's not shy.
Hope is 100 miles an hour. She just takes a minute to warm up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, thank you, family, for being here. Thank you for being on this podcast. This is going to be one of many more, I'm sure. Thank you, little ladies, for coming on. I love you girls tremendously. I love my little man in the belly, my beautiful wife. Thank you guys for taking the time to do this. I know people are going to be encouraged watching it.
Amen. I love you, Dad.
I love you too, baby girl. Love you.
Bye, y'all.
All right,
you
guys.
See you next time.
Wait. Yeah. I have a question.
What is that? Now you want to speak.
What is your favorite thing to do?
To learn more and more and more about Jesus and to push the kingdom of God and then to hang out with you guys. Amen.
What about you, Heather?
My favorite thing to do?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is spend time together and make memories. And I do love to preach the gospel.
Amen. All right, guys, that's it. The kids will ask another question. So let me go ahead and go.
Wait, hey. Wait, she asked a question. Can I?
Hold on. Okay. One more.
That's it.
Well, if you guys want to comment, then this is the right thing question for you. If you guys can you guys comment your favorite colors? And I want to know Heather's and Dad's.
My favorite color is blue.
I have one.
Me too.
Mm-mm. Okay.
We all love blue.
Oh,
blue is also my favorite color.
Now everybody wants to talk, even Keegan.
I know.
All right, let's let him close out.
Love you all. I'll see you on the next episode. This has been episode 21 of that Supernatural Talk podcast. I'll see you guys soon. God bless
you.
Bye,
Supernatural family. VIP to the heat, Jesus. Bye.